Welcome back. Here with the news at 1. Russian forces fired 60 missiles and carried out drone attacks across Ukraine on today, officials said, striking the capital Kyiv and cities in the north, south, west and centre. Two people were killed when a residential building was hit in Kryvyi Rih and a third died in Kherson. Attacks have intensified this week as Russia targets Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. For more, I've been speaking to Ewan MacDonald, the editor of New Voice of Ukraine in Kyiv.
I'm in the western part of Kyiv, where we have not had power since about 8 o'clock in the morning. Then the water disappeared, and after that the heating is gone, so we basically have no utilities. We have gas, basically, so we still can cook, but there's nothing else.
How cold is it?
It's not very cold. There is snow on the ground, but the flat has become noticeably colder. I'm out at the moment, and on the street in my local market, there's plenty of people around, so I guess people are not staying at home in the cold and dark and are just going about shopping.
And is this increasingly a part of life in Ukraine, interruptions to power, to water, to coverage?
Yes, there's a regular schedule of outages which the power company introduced in order to conserve power. But these are increasingly going off schedule because of emergency blackouts like today due to these missile attacks. Missile attacks come at about a frequency of once every week and a half, roughly. That seems to be how long it takes for Russia to assemble a salvo of missiles. The one that hit, it was aimed at Kyiv today, it was 40 missiles, I hear, out of 70 fired, and that would make that the biggest attack yet on the Ukrainian capital. 37 of them were shot down, but three got through, and I don't know yet what was hit, but it seems like the heat and power plant, at least one of Kyiv's heat and power plants was hit, because we have lost heating.
I appreciate that it's probably very difficult for you to find out what's happening beyond what you can see at the moment, but have you any idea what's going on in wider Ukraine at the moment?
I don't know very much about what's going on. I heard that there were, obviously some other missiles were going to other parts of Ukraine. I saw reports of about 31 missiles being shot down in oblasts all over Ukraine. So there has been, the air defenses of the country have been active. I don't know about any other. I heard that there was an impact in a city called Kryvyi Rih, which is to the south east of Kyiv, and that there were fatalities from that.
What's the mood of people in the city at the moment?
Well, I'm out and about at the moment. There's lots of people around. Everything looks normal. I'm in a market which has power. Because it's all, I think they keep the power on, obviously, to keep the refrigerators going so the food doesn't spoil. People are out and about doing their shopping. If Mr. Putin's aim was to cause people to panic or be dispirited, I don't think it's working.
And yet it's a very different Christmas to this time last year in Kyiv.
Yes, it's not going to be a very happy Christmas, I don't think, but people are bearing up. And as I said, the mood is defiant and not fearful.
It's Ewan MacDonald in Kyiv in Ukraine.